Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Thanks for joining us this morning, 7:34, talking with John Rang. John, a retired firefighter here in the city of Galesburg, was the sports editor of the Galesburg Zephyr for years and years, now working at the Knox County Humane Society and writing for the Knoxville Bulletin. We've been talking a little bit of high school sports, some local high school, small school, and Silver Streaks basketball as well. And it's just that fun dynamic. I think no matter where you go in the state of Illinois on a Friday night, you're going to find a really, really good atmosphere.
Oh, that's true. Last night, Elmwood played Knoxville, and it's a down year for them. They just don't have a lot of talent this year. They got hardworking kids, and they're competitive, and they give it their all. But Elmwood was just way too much for them last night. And like I said, the band was there. It was a good time, and it was a good night.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. We were talking off the air beforehand about kind of the differences in the small school and the big schools. And, number one, depth, obviously. When mm-hmm. you've got 1,000 kids to choose from as opposed to 300 kids to choose from, there's more than likely going to be more good athletes. A lot of times the small schools, you'll have, one kid that's really good that has the capability that they probably could play at a good school. But, you look at the big school, that might be all five starters would be good enough to play at the small school level. But then, you talk about depth. And then, also you get more nowadays at the big schools that guys specialize. Like, this kid only plays basketball. And at the small schools, you can't do that because you just need your best athletes. Doesn't matter what the sport is. You got to have kids out and, filling out uniforms.
Oh, yeah. And that's a perfect example is in Knoxville, Jackson Lewis, Lance Moore, and Mike Cavanaugh were all solid football players, and they had a great year, made the playoffs, and they were very competitive in the conference. Now those three guys are the only three seniors on the basketball team, and they'll be the first to tell you, hey, we're football players.
Yeah.
But they go out there, and, Cavanaugh's a nice guard. Jackson is a versatile, kind of a wing player. Lance had a injury and had the flu. He's kind of bouncing back a little bit, but he's an undersized post player. But those guys, they work their tail off. They try their best. They got a couple young players. They're playing a little bit more, and we'll see what happens there. Mark Simpson's the coach. He does everything he can to keep him in the games as long as he can. He's had a tough year, but the thing I like about it and covering them is they still practice hard. I've seen a couple of their practices. I see their games. There's no dissension. There's no finger pointing. I love that. Coach has obviously got control of the team. They're vested into it, and they do their best for him.
Well, it's interesting, even in a school the size of Galesburg, the enrollment has slowly dropped over the years and more, I think, in the 1,200 range as opposed to, at one time, 2,000 or better as a three-year school.
A three-year school, right.
But so you're getting more and more multiple-sport athletes. I mean, look at the basketball team right now. Jacob Ross, Jacob Carl, DeAndre Morin, all starters. Also, the three of the top players on the football team.
It's going more and more to that. Yeah. Unfortunately, as Galesburg's population has diminished in the last 40 years, that's what's unfortunately happened.
That's one of the things that's been kind of neat about Galesburg, even throughout history, when as a bigger school than they are now, that there's always been a lot of those best athletes were two, sometimes three. You had a guy like Casey Piggy, baseball, basketball. You got a lot of baseball, basketball guys. You had, Kurt Bell was a three-sport guy. He was football, basketball, track. That's something that's always been kind of a dynamic at Galesburg, that they weren't just, some were, but they weren't all just a football player, or just a basketball player, or just a track athlete, or just a baseball player, or just a wrestler. There's a lot of them have done some multi sports here, which have been kind of cool.
Even Joey Range, I think it was his senior year,
did
track and field. And I asked the coach one time. I said, how's Joey doing on the team? He says, you know what? He says he can't even skip. He said he may be the best basketball player in the state. But
he was fast. He ran a really fast 200. I know that.
Oh, I know he did. And Joey was a heck of an athlete, too. Four-year starter for the Silver Streaks. But it was kind of funny how that worked out.
Well, and it's kind of interesting, a guy like him that, good enough athlete that no matter what sport he did, he would have been the best at it. I mean, he, was either probably a quarterback, a linebacker, a wide receiver, tight end. My goodness, with his athleticism and size, would have been.
And And one of the most versatile athletes was Bo Schay.
Right, yeah.
Bo Schay was a point guard for Mike Miller. He was a quarterback for Brian Dennison. And, you know, he was a good – Patrick Hanlon was another three-sport athlete that was just – baseball, football, and basketball just was really versatile.
And you're going back, you know, a guy like, you know, Dean McKillop.
The
track and field, was a state champion, still has the shot put record at the high school.
Yeah.
And of course, played football at University of Iowa. All right, well, let's switch gears a little bit here at 7:40. Do you follow, I mean, you have, it takes up a lot of time covering the high school athletics. Do you follow the other levels? Do you follow the colleges or the professional at this point? I had a conversation with Tom Lowy off the air the other morning that I've gotten to the point where I hardly watch any other sports anymore. I watch the girls play and sometimes the boys, and I'm good. I mean, I've watched less Illinois basketball this year than ever, which it's getting up to be a better product. Haven't watched the NBA except for about 4 minutes since the Jordan era Bulls. NFL, I watched a little bit of the Cowboys Packers game. That fourth quarter was really good. Hardly watched that. Didn't watch barely any college football this year. I don't know what's, my tastes have just changed, I guess.
Oh, we're on the same page with that. College basketball, I've really lost interest because of the one-and-done players.
Yeah, yeah.
The stars now are the coaches.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
They are. Yeah. The camera's on them all the time. They're the only continuity in a program. So I've lost interest in college basketball. The NFL, I've lost a little interest this year.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up a good point. There has been one good playoff game so far.
Yeah.
One out of all of them played, and that was Dallas-Green Bay. The rest of them have been in the tank.
Yeah.
I stumbled on a Bradley basketball game the other night when I was upstairs watching.
Stumbling would be a good word.
Stumbling on it. And I watched it for 15 minutes, and just there was nothing there.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize any of the names. They weren't even local kids.
Yeah.
Basketball wasn't that good, so I missed that. I pay attention to the Bulls a little bit. My daughter's a big Bulls fan, so I pay attention. Now they've had a lot of drama the last week and all of this.
Ridiculous stuff going on
Actually, I'm kind of agreeing with what you're saying. My viewership's kind of went down. I watch the Super Bowl. I always go to a Super Bowl party at a good friend's house, and we have a good time there. And I do a trivia contest, and but even that, the Super Bowl at the local level, just there's no really interest here.
Yeah.
You know, on
and for me, even, you know, I'm a pseudo Bears fan. Even if they were there, my interest level really honestly wouldn't be any different in that game. And again, I'm with you. I watch it for the entertainment value. I'm watching for the commercials also. you know, I flip over to the Puppy Bowl, see the cute puppies running around on the field, you know. So but yeah, it's just I don't know what's happened. My interest has just changed. And the another thing Tom and I agreed on is that the way my interest has changed, ESPN has a series called 30 for 30.
It's a great series.
Yes, yeah. and that's the majority of my sports. But I do watch, like, for instance, I'm a big mixed martial arts fan, so I'll watch the UFC. And, in fact, we had Eric Shelton on the other morning. He's making his UFC debut tonight in Denver. Mm-hmm. So that is one sport, and I'll sit and watch, and I'll actually get a pay-per-view, and I will watch the pay-per-view part from 9 to usually midnight, but even the prelim sometimes from 6, I'll be 6 hours worth.
Yeah.
I'll watch most of it.
I don't watch ESPN much, but I do watch those 30 for 30s. They have some great shows on there. My favorite one was the one on Jim Valvano.
Yes. And North that was Carolina. A really good one.
That was simply outstanding how they put that together.
Yeah.
And it's a great story anyway.
Yeah.
How that climaxed and how that ended.
Yeah. And just the story about him anyway and how his friendship with Mike Krzyzewski and how that involved two guys that didn't like each other at all.
Right. And the Coach K was there with him when he died.
Yep. Yeah.
Helped him when at the ESPY speech when Valvano gave that epic speech. Yeah, I encourage anyone to YouTube that and watch that. It's very moving and it's very poignant. But it's just an incredible story, and they did it wonderfully there.
Yeah, and they're all the stories are really good. Some are more fun. I mean, I really enjoyed. I mean, just the ones on individual that had great careers. Bo Jackson's was really interesting.
Really good.
Herschel Walker's was really interesting, and some issues he's had.
The Four Falls of Buffalo was very good.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
That was outstanding.
The four Super Bowl losses, and so that's to me, that's kind of my sports entertainment in a lot of ways. And they all there's another one that they do on one of the ESPNs and also on the SEC channel. It's called SEC Storied, and it has to do with SEC, usually former SEC athletes or games. And it's pretty much the same as 30 for 30. They pretty much do the same thing, but they will focus on like, for instance, I think there was there's one talking about specifically Auburn in that period where you had Bo Jackson, Charles Barkley, and Frank Thomas all there in a short period of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, interesting stuff now, like that.
I did watch college football a little bit more this year. The Michigan-Ohio State game was the best game I've seen this year. It was just outstanding. And the Big Ten championship game was another good one. So yeah. I did amp it up a little bit on college football.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talking with John Ring, he writes sports for the Knoxville Bulletin. More coming up. Maybe a little hot stove league talking more. It is 7:45. This is Galesburg Live.